Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This is Metroscope, an Intercom Radio Portland public affairs program, hosted this weekend by Jason Swigard from 1080 The Fan.
Thanks, Gary. Welcome in. Glad to have you as we work our way through the summer, and now very pleased to have joining us the president of Global Golf Events for Lagardère Sports, Jeff Sanders, as we are just a couple of weeks away from the sixth annual Winco Foods Portland Open presented by Heinz Kraft, and It's great to see you again. I know we got a lot of listeners across all of our stations here at Entercom. So for those that have listened in on the golf show over the years and been out to the event with 1080 The Fan, a familiar voice. But for some, maybe the first time they're hearing you.
Well, Jason, thanks for having me, and thanks so much for our partnership with Entercom. It's great to be on the air. What, how many stations? Seven?
Seven different stations.
That's
yeah.
That's amazing. Well, thank you so much for having me. But no, I've been in the golf event business now since 1986, which dates me a little bit, takes me back a few years to the very first Fred Meyer Challenge at Portland Golf Club. I was on the PGA Tour. Actually, my background would be I played golf at Sunset High School. I had a golf scholarship at the University of Oregon, where I went and played for 4 years. And when I graduated from the University of Oregon, I went on to the PGA Tour for 5 years. And my license plate said no wins. So so that's why I'm no longer on the PGA Tour. But so I got into the golf event business in 86. Mike Stoll and Peter Jacobson and I started the Fred Meyer Challenge. And I thought I'd maybe be involved with that event for a year, and kind of just, you know, take a year off the tour and then go back and play again. And I never did. I love the business so much. I thought, you know, this is so great to actually sleep in my own bed. I'm not going back. And so we did the very first Fred Meyer Challenge. I was the director of sales and marketing. I had a big title, didn't really know what I was doing, but did the best I could. And we had a great field. You know, Arnold played, Jack played, Seve played. We had such a great field. And it was at Portland Golf Club, which was a great place to have it. Anyway, make a long story short, that was the start of it. And then I left there and went to work on the IndyCar race to get some experience in motorsports marketing and sales. Norm Daniels at the time was at G.I. Joe's, and of course it was the Budweiser G.I. Joe's 200 race out of PIR. So I did that for a year to get some great experience, and took over the G.I. Joe's Northwest Open Golf Tournament. And so worked on that for a year, and then started Jeff Sanders Promotions back in 88. So I guess that's 31 years ago. And in that 31 years, we've ran about 250 events. We've generated about $200 million for charity. We just had a lot of fun. We did the Far West Classic Basketball Tournament. We did the Portland Pride Indoor Soccer at the Rose Garden and the Coliseum back then. We did some concerts. We did many golf tournaments. We had a TV golf show that I worked on with Steve Arena and Paul Lindman for a number of years, the team championship.
Yes, I remember,
that. The Albertsons team championship. Yeah, I did that. And, you know, since then we've been running golf. We basically focused on golf only, and that's because we wanted to raise as much money as we possibly could for charity. That has been our scorecard. It's been our number one focus. We're currently running a PGA Tour event down the desert. Many of your listeners may have heard of the Bob Hope Desert Classic. That's now called the Desert Classic, about to have a new sponsor announced any day. So that's down in the Palm Springs area. Been running that one for a while. We run the Safeway Open PGA Tour event. Johnny Miller, my good pal, is the host, and he is, and that's at Silverado in Napa. This is our fourth year there. As you mentioned, the Winco Foods Portland Open is our sixth year here in our hometown of Portland, which is great. Love it. And we've been running the Albertsons Boise Open on the new Korn Ferry Tour, Formula Web.com Tour, This is our 30th year running that event over in Boise. So again, you know, 250 events, long, many years, and lots of fun and lots of money for charity. So it's been a good ride.
Well, and as we get ready for the sixth edition here of the Winco Foods Portland Open out of Pumpkin Ridge, and a great opportunity to see Witch Hollow out there. It hosted U.S. Women's Open. It hosted Tiger Woods playing in the U.S. Amateur before. So I think when you got the idea that you could do this, the venue was key to doing that. One, it can accommodate large crowds, but two, it's just a great setup out there.
It really is, and you bring back fond memories. Yes, we did do as a company the 1996 U.S. Amateur that Tiger Woods made history by three-peating. We did the 1997 U.S. Women's Open the next year when Annika Sörenstam was trying to three-peat. And Nancy Lopez competed right to the very last hole, lost by one stroke on the final green in the 97 Women's Open. So when we had the opportunity to pick up the 25-card event on the web.com tour, PGA Tour called and said, what do you think? And I said, we'd love to do it. There's only one place to do it in the Pacific Northwest, in my opinion, and that's Pumpkin Ridge. And that's because Pumpkin Ridge was created by, as you know, Marv French and Gaylord Davis and Barney Hyde and Mr. Ito from Japan to have championship golf. And that's why it was built, both Ghost Creek and Witch Hollow. And so I thought, well, we need two courses. That parking out there is fantastic. You know, it seems like a long way out right now, but someday it won't be, and it certainly isn't anymore. I know the Hops are playing out there not far away, so people are going out there. Yep. But and like Hillsborough's on fire. It's growing like a weed. So, no, it's, you know, I said Winco Foods Portland Open would be fantastic if we could get Pumpkin. So it all came together. The stars aligned over Pumpkin Ridge and the tour, PGA Tour, Winco Foods, our group. We got together and Pumpkin Ridge made it happen. So it's been, this is our sixth year. We've raised $6 million in the first 5 years. We expect to raise over $1 million in 2 weeks at the tournament. So we'll be over $7 million for charity in 6 years. And so things are just going fantastic. And I'm really happy that the men's golf, professional men's golf in Portland is back. Fred Meyer Challenge, as we know, left. The Champions Tour left. And this is PGA Tour golf. As you and I have talked on the golf show, I mean, you got Xander Schauffele and Aaron Wise and Justin Thomas and on, Tony Finau and on and on and on. I just heard today there have been 11 wins this year on the PGA Tour by Winco Foods Portland Open graduates, which is amazing from last year. So it's crazy what's going on.
Jeff Sanders, our guest here, president of Global Golf Events for Lagardère Sports, as we're getting set for the sixth annual Winco Foods Portland Open presented by Kraft Heinz. It'll be August 8th through the 11th. That'll be the tournament play. There's events going on throughout the week. And that's something that you took, anybody that has gone to the Boise Open over the years, when you came in, this is all about making it as family friendly as possible to give back to the community. It's one thing, you know, maybe people don't understand how golf events, the PGA Tour events work, but they're all 501c nonprofit set up to give back as much. I mean, they see these big checks that go to the winners in Tiger Woods, and you win a PGA event, you're winning $1 million. But the money that goes back into those local communities through those things, you can't generate that much money in very few other venues.
Well, you said it. It's an event. You know, it's not a golf tournament. You know, we try to focus on the kids and the family and the charities. And, of course, Winco Foods being a grocery store chain, they care about the kids and the family and the charities, local community. So that's our focus. So we give 100% of our ticket sales back to charity, which is very unusual. Obviously, most events don't do that because they need that revenue to pay their operating costs. We give 100% and have for 6 consecutive years out there. We've kept our prices really affordable. If you buy a $25 four-day ticket, we can all do the math. That's $6.25 a day to come out to the golf course. You park for free. Yep. There's no parking, which is also unusual, as we know, at events. The kids and the families come out. We have actually put them the two together this year on Saturday. Both Kids Day and Family Day is Saturday. Free lunch for the kids, souvenirs for the kids, activities for the kids, activities for the whole family. And these kids can come out and take golf lessons from the pros that are playing in the tournament. And they'll give them a golf lesson, not just watch them hit golf balls, but actually give them a lesson like a checkup, right? And these guys are pros. They are PGA Tour golfers, and they're giving. And it doesn't matter if it's the first time a young boy or girl has picked up a golf club or if they're the state champion in high school. From all ages and from all levels of golf, we all want them to come out and take a lesson from some of these top pros. And so really, you know, then on Sunday, it's Family Day. We feed everyone that comes out on Sunday morning a free breakfast. We call that Breakfast at Pumpkin Ridge, which is a takeoff of Breakfast at Wimbledon. And we do that at all of our tournaments now. And so, you know, there's a free lunch for the kids on Saturday. There's a free lesson. It's free breakfast on Sunday. You know, we want to get the kids and the families into this event. And for the older generation, the 21-year and older generation, you go over to number 12. And on number 12, we have this new BMW fan deck that is we've put in behind the green this year. And with every ticket, there's 10 free tastings. We have 27 wineries and breweries there this year. And there's 10 free tastings with your ticket. So you can kind of do the math on that and figure out, well, if you do the 10 free tastings, you're ahead of the game. And you haven't watched one golf shot hit. But on that hole, every time there's a birdie made on that short par 3, number 12, which is a fun little hole, the beers are $3 off for 12 minutes on the hole number 12. So we're trying to build some fun into it. Come out, eat, drink, watch golf. You know, have some fun. And by the way, there's a golf tournament going on here somewhere. It's going to give 100% of its ticket sales back to the local community.
Well, and you mentioned that the Tickets for Charity program was there from the get-go once this was announced. Now you have over 150, 160 charities, but maybe for new charities or ones that are maybe just starting out, don't really have operations yet, how do you go about, how can they get involved in getting a piece of the action?
Well, so wincogolf.com is a website, but you have to be a 501c3, like you said. What we do is we work with new charities and charities been with us the entire time, and we love to have new charities. So Sheila Guernsey, G-U-E-R-N-S-E-Y, runs our Tickets for Charity program. So if you reach out to S. Guernsey at Lagadier-SE.com, we have that, but you just go on the website and look for Sheila Guernsey. She'll sign you up and get you in the program and talk to you on how to do this. She's very, very good at it. And she'll make it easy. And we know that the charities don't normally have a lot of resources, so we do the lion's share of the work. And we get them teed up, get them started. And then what happens really is they send out a solicitation to their donor base, who a lot of them play golf, members at clubs, play public or private golf, and then they get to buy their tickets through that solicitation, and 100% of the ticket sales go right back to that organization. So whoever you are, it's simple, it's easy, and you get 100%. And you don't have any cost. You don't have any cost of tickets. You don't have any cost of handling the money. Really, it's so simple. People say, well, Jeff, what's the catch? There isn't one. There's no catch at all. It's our model. It's the way we do it. It's been going on for a long time, and it's simple.
And it's always a lot of fun at the luncheon or the banquet afterwards then with Winco and Kraft Heinz and Nabisco and some of the other sponsors.
And all the local
local
companies.
And seeing them award the checks then to the charities and the ones that really get out there, and they can make a significant chunk to help their annual operating budget.
We've had a couple of charities sell $50,000-$60,000 of tickets, and they get all the money. And I told them, I said, if you're running a charity golf event right now that's generating $15,000 or $20,000 after all that work, you might want to think about selling our tickets and doubling your money and not having to worry about running a charity golf event, because it's a lot of work to run a charity golf event in this community, any community. And this might be an easier way to make some good money for your organization by putting in some time on this program.
Chatting here with Jeff Sanders, president of Global Golf Events, Lagadier Sports, with the 6th annual Winco Foods Portland Open, ready to get going out of Pumpkin Ridge here in about a week and a half. What, in your experience, obviously you grew up around the game, developed a passion for it, love of it, competitive, but what is it about the golf, the game of golf itself, that lends itself to being so good for raising money and charities in that nature?
Well, I mean, it's interesting. It's a great question. It's interesting. Golf is a game you can play your entire life, for starters. Whether you play high school on the team or college or pro golf, it's a great game because you can play it forever. And it seems like there's a natural sort of a connection between golf and charity. And that's because, you know, quite frankly, you can charge for it. You know, you can say, come out and play a fun round of golf, pay a little bit more so that the net profit goes to the charities. And, you know, it's kind of hard to sell enough boats on the river or go kick the soccer ball around for charity. It's just, it's a natural, you know, you've got, in a day, you can fill up a golf course with 30 fivesomes, let's say 180 players, and that's 180 people that can donate during that day. And you can always tie in a little food, a little wine, a little, you know, an auction and things like that afterwards. It's just a natural, you play the golf for 4 or 5 hours, then you socialize, you have a dinner, you have an auction, and, you know, you make some money for your organization. And I think that's the charitable side of it, you know, and I think the people that play golf generally, whether they play public golf or private club golf. They generally are from the demographic that can afford to play. Lots of top executives at businesses play golf. They, you know, that's just the, for some reason the way it works. And they can bring their companies in along with their personal interests in together sometimes. And that works as well, too. So we've thought a lot about what else, what other sport can you really do that with? I mean, you know, have you ever seen 144 boats go down the river? Probably not. I mean, that's, but you can get golf carts around a golf course.
Exactly.
Right?
You know, it's like bowling. You can do it. Yeah. But who wants to hang out at a bowling alley for five, six, 7 hours?
It's a long day, you know. So, and I know I love golf, and I all I do is bowl gutter balls. So, I mean, you don't want to see me in the over at the lanes. But it's a natural. You know, I'm proud of the PGA Tour. I've got to tell you, the PGA Tour has now crossed the $3 billion mark for charity. What I've heard, and I believe it to be 100% true, is that the PGA Tour as a professional sports league or organization has given more money to charity than all the other professional sports combined. And even if that's currently not 100% accurate, even if it's 75% accurate, that's a pretty cool deal. Like you think about this tournament here, we're going to give somewhere north of $1.2 million, looks like, in 10 days to charity at the Winco Foods Portland Open. The first place check will be $144,000. I think it is. It's 18% mm-hmm. of 800. Is it more than that?
Nope, that's
it's about,
correct.
Yeah, 144. Yeah. So, you know, 144,000 goes to the winner, which is a big paycheck for the week, obviously. But 10 times that's going to go to charity. So you think about that for a second, right? That's a pretty neat deal where you give 10 times as much money to charity as you do to the winner of the golf tournament. If you did that in the PGA Tour, of course, if you're playing for $5 million, 20% is $1 million for the winner. You don't always give $10 million to charity 10 times. Matter of fact, it hardly ever happens. We gave $2 million at the Safeway Open and thought we knocked it out of the park. So this is in terms of comparing to the winner, it's a pretty interesting math problem. 10 times goes to charity.
Well, and what allows you to have that Tickets for Charity program is the sponsorship, starting with Winco Foods. But you managed to bring in a lot of, it's not just one or two. Sometimes we think it's just the company who's, and it's their exclusive thing and they're using it for clients. You've managed to bring in a lot of local companies to be a part of it.
And I got
to
say a big shout out to local companies that sponsor the term. We have got a 25 or 30 local Portland businesses that sponsor the tournament. We've got another 60 or 70 companies from out of town. Put them both together and we end up with where we end up. But no, we've had terrific support from the Portland business community on this tournament all 6 years. And each and every year, Jason, we have a few more come in the door because of the fact that they see that this event is doing so well for the charities and the local Portland charities. So no, we're very pleased with where we're going. We're not satisfied. We want to do more. You know, we're pleased, but never satisfied. That's the nature of a golfer. You know, you can always shoot a stroke or two lower, no matter how low you go. And that's kind of how we approach our business is we want to be pleased with this year's tournament, but we want to never be satisfied and always strive to do more and do better. So that's the way golf works, right? If you play the game of golf, you know that as long as you're getting better, it's pretty exciting. In my case, I'm not. So, you know, it's not as exciting as it once was.
Well, and for people that aren't familiar with the former web.com tour, now it's the Korn Ferry Tour, and the guys that are coming out there and competing, if you haven't been out before, that's usually the one thing, like we get people to come out, they've heard about the event and, it's a great time and whatever. And they always come away with is like, man, those kids are really good. And it's like,
And that's that, you know,
that's
you and
what
I,
they're playing
well,
for.
You and I have talked about that before too on your golf show, you know, on Saturdays, which is fantastic, by the way. We've talked a little bit about that. I mean, you know, you got 175 guys on the PGA Tour and about 175 on the Korn Ferry Tour. So that's 350 athletes from around the world that are playing on the two tours combined. I was talking to Jason Gore in Boise, you know, who's a proven winner on the PGA Tour. And Jason said that he believes that the Korn Ferry Tour is the second best, most competitive tour in the world.
Surpassing the European Tour.
I think the golf is better. I look at it and say, well, okay, let's talk about it. How can you really say that? Well, in 5 years at the Winco Foods Portland Open, we've graduated 5 times 25. So 125 golfers have come through here. We've had 54 wins on the PGA Tour in the last 5 years by graduates of the Winco Foods Portland Open. So out of the 125 guys who've gotten their card out here in five, there have been 54 wins. So when you see our billboards around town or listen to our radio ads, what you'll hear is the Winco Foods Portland Open is PGA Tour golf. And I say that with no hesitation because it is. These guys are there just isn't enough access for more than 175 guys to play the PGA Tour because of light from dawn to dark. Otherwise, there'd be 350. So, no, it's PGA Tour golf. If you want to see the next generation of superstars, you got to come out to the Portland, you know, to the Winco Foods Portland Open. It's a cheap date. It's a lot of fun.
So that leads then to, with the success that you've had now going into the sixth year of the tournament, the quality of golf being played, the venue out there at Pumpkin Ridge, and you look at a PGA Tour schedule, and there is one area of the country that there is a certain void of a regular stop. Every once in a while, you'll get, you know, something to come out here
right.
on a one-off basis. But what would be the prospects of a regular PGA Tour stop, if not Portland, maybe Seattle, somewhere in the Pacific Northwest?
Well, I think, first of all, you have to have a fantastic sponsor, okay? And you have to have a sponsor willing to commit, you know, multi-year. You have to have a fantastic venue, which we have in Pumpkin Ridge. You have to have the right management to run the tournament, market the tournament, and make a profit so charities come out. And you just kind of have to know what you're doing, right? And you have to, the most important thing is you have to have an open week on the PGA Tour calendar. And in our situation here, we could certainly play from July through mid-September. I'd like to not compete against college football. It's not a, that's a tough one when the Ducks and the Beavers and, you know, and the Vikings are all playing at home on a Saturday, or if they are, ever do. But anyway, we would not do it for that. But I think if there's a company out there in the Portland area that wants to have a PGA Tour event and put their name on it, call me, because I've got the relationships with the PGA Tour at the very top. Jay Monahan, commissioner, Tim Fincham prior to him, Dean Beeman prior to him. We're all in the same family. We could probably figure it out. Because we have, with that star, the other star, Pumpkin Ridge, is the site. Matter of fact, I really hope Pumpkin Ridge gets a shot at a big, big event here coming up, even if it's a one-year shot. If Chambers Bay can host a tournament, Pumpkin Ridge should be hosting it, in my opinion. I'll just leave it at that. But my point is, you know, one great big sponsor that wants to do something big for Portland, Oregon. Hey, look, at Major League Baseball is trying to come on board. We've got an amazing Trailblazer team. We have an amazing Timbers team. I mean, you know, we'll support it. I mean, Portland will support it. I would love to be involved with a PGA Tour event that we could draw the top players, that we could actually bring Tiger back, bring Phil Mickelson, bring Ricky Fowler, bring Dustin Johnson, bring Jason Day, and on and on and on and on. Bring our own guys, Garen Wise and Wyndham Clark and the rest of the guys, and come back to Portland, Oregon. Can you imagine if Tiger Woods came back here and he played in a PGA Tour event before he turns 50, let's say, and maybe goes on the Champions Tour, and at the site of where he made history in 1996? That gives you goosebumps, right? So that would be cool. So again, the answer to your question, long answer, is love to get a phone call. And I'm pretty sure we could put the pieces together and do something big.
Jeff Sanders, President, Global Golf Events at Lagardère Sports. So let's get into some details now for people that want to come out that haven't been before out to Pumpkin Ridge. Everything starts on Monday, August the 5th. There's some pro-ams and some events going on. For the public, though, tickets available. The website's the place to go, wincogolf.com.
That's right.
You can get tickets there. The schedule of events is there.
Yep.
And then play starts early Thursday morning for the guys.
That's right. And so what I would do is I'd come out on Thursday morning and, again, park my car and make a day of it. And I'd have a lot of fun. I'd go out and watch some golf. I'd sit back. I'd go over to the 12th hole and I'd sit in the Grove and I'd have a beer or a glass of wine or two and I'd have some food. And then I'd get up and watch a little bit more golf, and I'd come out on Thursday as we get it kicked off and know that it's an all-day Thursday, all-day Friday, all-day Saturday, and all-day Sunday. But the first two rounds, it's, you know, remember that there's 25 guys going to get their PGA Tour card on Sunday night. And a couple years ago, there was a $200 difference between number 25 who got a PGA Tour card and number 26 for the entire year in prize money who did not. So it will remind you of when Tiger was here trying to win the amateur, the competitiveness. It is emotional. These guys are fighting for their careers. Some of them, if they don't get their card, they end up getting out of golf and doing something else. Those who get their card go on to win on the PGA Tour, many of them. So it's super intense. It's very competitive. It's really a fun week. And the card ceremony on Sunday night on the 18th green is special. You get families show up and there's a lot of tears and out of joy, and there's tears out of sadness, quite frankly. I've seen it all. I've seen the guy that gets his card on the 25th that can't wait to break open a big ball of Dom Perignon, and I've seen the other guy out in the parking lot crying, going, I can't believe I just missed by $200 for the year. So it's super competitive, but it's a fun golf tournament to watch. It's a competitive golf tournament, but again, there's so much more to do out there on 12 and on 18 and walking around that beautiful property. As you know, no homes around the golf course.
No.
Deer running around. It's unbelievable.
And for youngsters that are curious about them as well, the guys are really accessible.
Yes,
especially on Thursday and Friday. We know a lot of people can't get off of work the whole weekend.
Right.
So you can get up close, really follow these guys on the ropes, and for those youngsters that are into the game, really an opportunity to see some of the best young golfers swing the club and how they carry themselves and read greens and all that stuff.
Yeah, these guys are college All-Americans, many of them. Many of them have played on the PGA Tour and come back to this tour. Many of them have won on the PGA Tour and come back to this tour. You know, there's a lot of different reasons to go. But if you're if you are an aspiring young golfer, a boy or a girl, again, at any level, you can get up close and personal. These guys will spend any amount of time signing autographs for you. They're super appreciative of the gallery. They handle themselves as gentlemen. I've been involved with this tour now for 30 years. I've seen it for a long time, and they're appreciative. They're accessible. They'll sign the kids' hats. They'll sign their golf balls. They'll sign gloves. And someday, maybe not in the very near future, you'll see them on TV winning tournaments on the PGA Tour. So that's a motivator. I know when I was a kid, I was 12 years old, 13, 14 years old. I couldn't wait to go with my father to watch the LPGA tournament, to watch the Alcana Portland Golf Club, to watch golf tournaments that pros were playing in. And I would sit on the driving range and putting green and watch them and try to, you know, see what they were doing. And then I would go over to Rock Creek where I learned how to play golf, and I would try to imitate what I saw those pros doing. And I think that's the one thing I would really love to see more kids. Yes, there's activities out there for them. There's golf lessons. But come on out and really get into it and be able to follow these guys, because they are the future of the PGA Tour. And if you want to be a great player someday or just play the game of golf, you'll pick up some nice tips from these guys, especially when they're giving golf lessons out on Saturday, which is unbelievable, during the tournament, which never happens.
No question. WincoGolf.com is the website. All the information is there. The 6th annual Winco Foods Portland Open, August 8th through the 11th, out at Pumpkin Ridge. Jeff Sanders, President, Global Golf Events from Lagardère Sports. Thanks so much for stopping in with us.
Yeah, thanks, Jason. Thanks for having me. I hope to see everybody out there. It's going to be fun. Root for some good weather, but not too hot.
Metroscope is an Intercom Radio Portland public affairs program.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.